It's me, Mario.
Hello and welcome to another fun-filled episode of Movie Thoughts. I'm your host, Dominic Tartamella, and I said I'd be back. That's right, I said earlier in the day, if you were listening to that episode, maybe you're not, maybe you're listening to them out of order, but I saw Air this morning, the new Ben Affleck film, did an episode, and here I am. Here I am again, because another movie came out today. Another movie that I had to go see. And that movie is the Super Mario Brothers movie, or the Super Mario Bros. Movie, or the Mario movie, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, the animated Mario movie. Not to be confused with the 1993 Mario Bros. Movie, which I did recently on the podcast, and I talked about the strange film that is, right? Bob Hoskins, John Leguizamo, Dennis Hopper. I'm a product of that movie, okay? My childhood, that was my childhood. Isn't it funny? In our childhood, anybody who's around that, my age, you know, who grew up with that movie, that's the Mario movie we got. Now, I went to the theater today with some family members, my nephew being one of them, and he loves Mario, and he gets the correct Mario, right? I got Dennis Hopper as King Koopa, frightening, taking mud baths. And he gets Jack Black as Bowser. And it's, you know, it's a more video game accurate thing. Fun side note, my nephew, who's, like I said, obsessed with Mario, he calls Toad, he calls him Tone. Like, almost like Tone, Tony Soprano would be called. Hey, Tone. You know, he calls him Tone. And we just, like, everybody just goes along with it and calls him Tone. Because it's just funny. But I think today he made the connection while we were watching the movie that the name is actually Toad. Because he heard it a couple times and he's like, Toad? But whatever. Fun times. Anyway, this movie, the Super Mario Brothers movie, one of my most anticipated movies. As silly as that sounds, I'm a Nintendo fan. I would go as far as to say I'm a Nintendo fanboy, right? I love everything they do. I love the games. I grew up with the systems. I fucking love the Nintendo Switch. I got that when it first came out, and I have gotten so much out of that system. Just whether it's playing, you know, games like Mario Kart or Mario Odyssey, Super Smash Brothers, all that stuff, Legend of Zelda. The new one's coming. I've gotten my investment back on the Nintendo Switch. And I'm a big Nintendo fan, as I said, because Nintendo makes games that I feel, at least their original properties, they make games that are very old-fashioned. You know, they're games that you don't particularly need DLC. Sometimes there's DLC in them, but they make these long, you know, full meaty games that you could play and enjoy, right? Like Super Mario fucking Odyssey is a long game. I don't think I got every moon or star that's in that game. And I played it. Like, I beat it. I got a lot of them. But I think there's still more to do in that game. And they're not expecting you to pay extra money to finish the game. So I appreciate that. But Nintendo, those characters, they've been in my life for so long. Like a lot of other people my age and people younger and stuff, we all grew up with this, right? If you were of the, you know, early 90s era and you experienced Super Nintendo, then we got Nintendo 64, later on we got GameCube, of course Wii U kind of failed, and now Switch, right? And then you had fucking Game Boy to boot, so you were bringing around the portable, you were going Tetris, you were going Super Mario Land, all these iconic games, right? And so Mario is something I constantly revisit in my life, whether it's Super Mario 64, one of the best games out there, right? Mario Odyssey, as I mentioned, great fucking game. One of the best, if not like best 3D Mario games. And Mario Kart is a constant, right? So this, I'm a fan, as I said, fanboy. Love the shit. Eat it up. So I, for one, was very excited for this film. As I joked around earlier, you know, we had the early 90s film. It has its good stuff. It has a lot of bad stuff, but it's what we got as a movie. And that movie, you know, the failure of that movie, the poor execution of that film, led to Nintendo not doing any movies for a long time. They focused on games, and they ran the other way, and they never looked back. It wasn't until recently the creator, Shigeru Miyamoto, started looking into doing it, and they got together with Illumination, the Despicable Me people, and they made this fucking movie. And I gotta say, I was anticipating mostly good things from this movie. I didn't, you know, really think that this movie was going to be bad. I didn't have, you know, that I was going to be a failure or anything like that because of the mistakes of the past by Nintendo. I felt like they're going to do everything in their power to keep this movie good, right? And it wasn't until maybe like the last couple days. So good reviews were coming out, and like a lot of good responses were coming out. And as I say on this podcast all the time, I don't really read full reviews. I just go, I see what the word of mouth is, right? And then I saw yesterday, I think it was, that like they released a Rotten Tomatoes score, and it was fucking 59%. It was rotten. There was no audience score yet at the time, and it was like, and everybody's going, oh god, I mean, there's a lot of fear, rumblings and stuff like that. And I kind of took a back step, because I don't want to talk about Rotten Tomatoes again. I've talked about it many times, but it's not always accurate. Obviously, you know, you gotta go see a movie for yourself and really get a feeling for it. But some people swear by it, and that's a fucking wrong thing to swear by. But I was still optimistic. And I gotta say, after seeing this movie, I'm pretty fucking satisfied. I mean, I definitely could see, because there were some stories, people saying that, you know, the storyline is a little bit weak. Man, let's get this out of the way, first of all. This is a fucking Mario game. This is a Mario game, or a Mario movie based on a video game that is essentially done, no joke, the same fucking storyline for almost every game. You know, they tweaked it a little bit here and there, but it's constantly Mario saves the princess, right? Mario's got to get some stars, he's got to get some moons in Super Mario Galaxy, in Super Mario Sunshine. Yeah, that's right, I'm a real fucking Mario fan. I know that game, and I played that game, and I like that game. He's got to get fucking shines, and he's got a little water pump. But essentially, all these games all follow the same storyline. So it's never really, you know, it's even Super Mario Odyssey, the one that came out recently, the newest one. The same fucking thing. Bowser's got the princess, and we got to get the princess, right? So, like, when you're going to see a Mario movie, am I expecting something that different? I'm not expecting Lord of the Rings or something elaborate. Lord of the Rings is a pretty simple story, too. It's fucking walking somewhere, right? But I'm not expecting this crazy story. It's a fucking Mario movie. It's aimed at people like me, fans, lifelong fans, adults, but it's primarily going to be aimed at kids, right? They're always trying to keep that Mario fan base going. The storyline, I don't think I'm really going to get into spoilers in this episode, but I will warn when I'm going to talk about spoilers. But the storyline is basically not even the storyline we're talking about in all the other games. It's basically that Luigi, they get sucked into the Mushroom Kingdom, they go their separate ways, and Luigi kind of goes missing. And there was a Luigi's, there was a Mario's missing back in the day. But Luigi is basically taken, held by Bowser, right? That's the story. As you watch the movie, being a fan, most people have a pretty good knowledge of Super Mario, right? You played the game, played Mario Kart, whatever. Common knowledge. A lot of it is common knowledge. Not that I'm a Mario expert, but I'm also, like, my opinion of this is all going to be biased because I am a fucking big Mario fan, right? I've been playing the games forever. I get the Easter eggs. There is Easter eggs filled in this movie, right? There's references to games. There's fucking, you know, sounds from the GameCube system that pop up at some point, like in a fucking ringtone. And I caught a lot of that. So I can't imagine somebody who's not, you know, a fan watching this movie and how their reaction will be, because maybe a lot of this is going to go over the head. But a lot of the movie, as I said, the simple storyline is Luigi go is Bowser has Luigi, right? A lot of the storyline is just throwing stuff at you from the games, getting Mario in situations where he is doing things that you do in the games. He's running through an obstacle course at one point that's very similar to a classic level from the original platform game, right, on Nintendo Entertainment System, or Famicom, as they called it, overseas. That's right out of the game, right? At one point, they're in the fucking Mario Kart carts. They're picking the cart pieces, just like you pick the cart pieces in the new Mario Kart. And then before you know it, they're on fucking Rainbow Road. So if you don't know what Rainbow Road is, maybe you're going to look at this movie different. But to me, as a Mario fan, to everybody who's a Nintendo fan, I think this movie specifically catered to those people. This movie is for us, right? It's for, and it's for the casual fan as well. I'm not saying it's not for the casual fan. It's a fun movie, but if somebody's going to be overly critical about this movie and they're going to sit there and go, oh, well, there's no storyline, and kind of, you're missing the fucking point, right? You've missed the point of Super Mario. You've missed the point of all the Super Mario games and what this character is to people. Now, let's get into the nitty and gritty. Let's get into the cast. Let's go. We'll lead up to the man, the main man. We'll lead up to him. But let's talk about everybody else first. We have Anya Taylor-Joy as Princess Peach. Good, decent. You know, my conflict is always with all these movies. I was just having this conversation with my fiance. Like, when you watch these movies, these big animated movies, they rely on names, right? They cast names. It's not about not that they're bad actors, good actors. It's not about so much the voice acting. It's about putting the name, right? Slapping a name on it. This is the reason Chris Pratt's Mario, love it or hate it, he's a name, he's a star, right? This is why they don't have, you know, the traditional voice animators in a lot of these movies. And obviously this started back in the day. This started with films like Aladdin that had Robin Williams. And then from there, you know, they constantly upped the game and got more people, right? Charles Martinet, who voices Mario in the game, he pops up in a cameo in the very beginning that if you're a Mario fan, you know. I don't want to ruin the cameo and stuff like that. And I'm sure he's doing voices all over this because he's a, you know, great voice actor. But you're not going to lead the movie. You're not going to sell the movie saying, oh, fucking Charles Martinet is playing Mario. You know, this is Hollywood. It's understandable. So as I bring up Anya Taylor-Joy, she's fine. She's fine as Princess Peach. I think she does a good job. You know, it's not like, oh my God, you're fucking like, this is the best version of Princess Peach. She's fun, right? Charlie Day, fun. I was hoping he would be in it more. He's kind of like, you know, as always, Luigi's kind of pushed to the back burner. I was hoping that, you know, more of the movie you're going to see the brothers together, but they're kind of separated, obviously, as I said, throughout a lot of the movie. But Charlie Day is fun. He does a good job. Jack fucking Black does a great job as Bowser. He's probably, I think, the one that probably nails it out of the park the most, as well as Keegan-Michael Key, who does Toad, or Tone, as my nephew would call him, because he's a lot of fun, right? He's a lot of fun. It barely, you wouldn't even know it was him, honestly, if you weren't paying attention to it, but him and Bowser, honestly, got probably the funniest lines, I think, throughout this movie. You know, and as I'm looking over the cast, you got Sebastian Maniscalco in a role of Spike, you got
you know, I mean, there's voice actors in this movie. Guys like John DiMaggio, who plays like Bender in Futurama, it says he plays Uncle Arthur. You see a little bit of, you know, Mario's family, which is cool. Mario and Luigi's family, you see the father, you see the parents, uncles, and stuff like that. I wish they would have showed a little bit more of that. You get Fred Armisen, played Cranky Kong, which I didn't realize that was him, but he does a good job too. And of course, Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong, doing good. You know, he's basically fucking Seth Rogen. It's basically a stone version of fucking Donkey Kong. I'm Donkey Kong. You know, he's basically doing that thing, but it works. I think it fits the Donkey Kong persona. And then, of course, you got Chris Pratt that people were like, oh, what the fuck? You know, some people were like, I was never on that level. And I like Chris Pratt. I think maybe in the big scheme of movies nowadays, he's a little bit overused. You know, he kind of feels like he's in everything. And when he got cast in this, I was kind of like, all right, could we have, you know, somebody else in it? I mean, I'm not somebody who's like one of these people that I'm Italian. And I didn't sit there going like, oh, it's got to be played by an Italian. I needed my uncle or my father to play Mario. I'm not like that. It would have been nice if there was like an Italian playing him, but I'm not like that. I don't give a fuck. I mean, it's a movie. It's acting. If you could do a part, that's fine. I don't think it should be looked at like that for any culture. But in my, I guess I could speak about my culture, and I'll say that I don't give a shit. That is Chris Pratt. He does a good job. You know, it's basically Chris Pratt's voice. You know, there's a little Brooklyn twang to it. I know, like, Sebastian Maniscalco, as I said, is in this film. You know, if he was maybe a bigger name as far as movie star, maybe they could have got somebody like him to do it. And that would have been cool, you know, keeping it in the Italian. But whatever, it's not a big fucking deal. Chris Pratt does good. I think he's enjoyable. I think, you know, it's a different iteration of Mario. That's the thing you got to realize when you watch this movie, too. The games, this movie, the 1993 movies, they're the 1993 movie. Potential movies, they're all different versions, right? So you're not watching it. You can't watch it going, oh, you know, I want to have the wahoo, yippee, yaha. And he does a little bit of that shit, Chris Pratt, but you're not going to have the whole movie based on that. I think I said this when I was talking about the 93 Super Mario movie in that podcast episode, but like, as much as I love the classic Mario voice from the games, and that actor, I don't know if a whole movie could have been like, oh, hoo, hi, ha, ha, ha. Because when you play those games, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm having a stroke or a seizure. When you play those games, it's so minimal, right? There's like a cut scene, and he's like, yahoo. And then when you're playing the game, you know, he's doing the sounds, yippee, wahoo, all that shit. Would a whole movie, you know, need that? I don't know. You know, not taking away the actor's credibility. He's a great voice actor. It could have worked. Maybe it could have. He probably would have had to tone it down a little bit. And then in that case, it's not the same Mario voice you know and love anyway. So what does it make a difference? But Chris Pratt. You ever see that meme where they're like, Chris Pratt is just basically Crisp Rat or something like that? I don't know. And every time I say it now, I think about that. But yeah. Overall, the cast is good. I think they work. Yes, the storyline is simplistic. They're constantly jumping, as I said, into different situations of the games. A brisk, like, this movie is fucking 92 minutes? Yeah, 92 minutes, hour and a half, as most animated movies are. You know, you watch The Despicable Me's, who are also by Illumination, and Secret Life of Pets, and all that stuff. And they're all about 90 minutes. I don't think you needed, you know, a 2.5 hour animated Mario movie. This is fast paced. The target audience, the main audience, is going to be kids. So their attention spans aren't long. You're not going to make that long of a movie. And honestly, it felt, even with that runtime, it felt like it was a substantial amount of time you spent with these characters. It goes by pretty quick, you know, but it does jump around a lot. If I had to give it, you know, some criticism, you know, it, I mean, it's cool in a way because you're getting a lot of they did it smart, I think, Nintendo, because for instance, Donkey Kong is obviously tied to Mario forever because the Mario character, or I think he was called Jumpman back in the day when Donkey Kong, the arcade game, released. But he originated in Donkey Kong, right? You climbed the fucking ladders and the pillars and whatever, and you got up to the top and you killed Donkey Kong and you got the princess. So having Donkey Kong in here was Donkey Kong belongs in here. Obviously, Donkey Kong has popped up in Mario Kart, Mario Party, and all this stuff over the years. He's an iconic character in his own right. But putting him here is smart, too, now, because there is so much room going forward. Because, listen, face it, this is going to be a fucking cinematic universe. You know, whether you want it or not, Nintendo just, you know, broke the seal, if you will. And now they're going to go nuts with it, right? You're talking Donkey Kong spinoff movies. I've definitely read that there was a possibility of that. Seth Rogen returning. You know, they could do so much more in the world of Mario. There's so many more things they could do. I just read Charlie Day was talking about a Luigi's Mansion movie. They could do a fucking Mario Party movie, whatever the fuck that would be. Possibly a Super Smash thing. There's been, you know, talk about Zelda properties. This whole Nintendo universe will eventually coexist. And kind of, I could see it like being as vast as the Marvel universe. And that's, listen, they have all these characters. They have a lot to work with. And I think they did it in a way it worked. Because you planted these characters. You have Donkey Kong, who's a big part of this movie. And now you could just make a Donkey Kong movie. You know, you had him pop up. He did his thing. He worked with Mario. They're friends. And now he could pop up in his own film. You even had, spoiler alert, spoiler, you even had Diddy Kong pop up for like a frame, right? So you have those fucking characters in there. It's all ready to go. The music. The score is cool. It's basically, you know, tweaked versions of a lot of the Nintendo classic themes, right? You got a lot of like 80s songs in there. Some of them fit. Some of them feel like a little bit like cliche and they've been overdone. I mean, at one point, Thunderstruck by AC/DC's on. And I love that fucking song. Does it belong in a Mario movie? I don't know. You could argue it doesn't. But for the most part, those songs work. As I said, some were a little played out. You know, I need a hero. It's in there. He's running around. He's doing his thing. But the score is fun, too, because that goes along with the Easter eggs. You know, there's so many little, like, nuggets of sounds and music from those classic games and systems that you hear. And, geez, I got to go watch, like, an Easter egg video for this movie because there's a lot of stuff I caught being the Mario fan I am, but there's probably a ton of shit that went over my head. They reference classic games all the way from the beginning, whether it's like a sound bite from Donkey Kong, the original arcade game I was just saying, to like modern stuff like Super Mario Odyssey references, Super Mario 64 references. There's so many references in this movie, and I thought that was cool. I dabbled the last time when I was talking about the 93 Super Mario in that episode yet again that I was like, I wonder if they'll do an Easter egg to that movie. I did not spot any. This is yet again another reason why I have to go watch somebody else's list or read a list because I'm curious if there was maybe something. I would love it if there was a little nugget in there that referenced that movie because it would be, you know, Nintendo kind of going full circle and acknowledging that failed film. But yeah, this fucking movie, I enjoyed it. I mean, listen, a lot of fucking people are going to enjoy it. My nephew was sitting next to me. He was having the fucking time of his life, right? And that's kind of all that matters in this situation. The movie theater was filled with kids. 8 o'clock p.m. showing, which is expected. You know, I went earlier in the day, as I said, to go see Air, and there were already a lot of early screenings of Mario, and there was a lot of kids in the theater. This movie is going to fucking make a lot of money. I and I think it's enjoyable. Like I got a little worried, as I said, when I saw some of the negative stuff coming out, because I'm like, all right, well, the problem with that is, you know, this movie has potential, and you know, if there's a bad word of mouth, the movie might not have the legs and might not be able to go long term and make the money it wants to make. But after seeing it, I don't think anybody in my audience is sitting there. I mean, I don't know. Fuck, I didn't talk to everybody. But I think from the reactions I heard, the audible reaction, I think pretty much that theater enjoyed this movie. And they'll go say, you know, to people, it was good. And more families are going to go, you know, it's Easter weekend coming up and stuff like that, Passover. I'm sure with holidays, you know, families get together, they go to the movies. This is a good family movie. It's fun. You know, you get some new perspective on Mario. They do some stuff with the accents. They kind of reference the accents to some degree, which is funny. But yeah, it's fun. Listen, he's like an old friend. Even if you haven't kept up with the games like I have, or you played Mario back in the fucking 80s and you played it in the 90s and then you put it down for a long time, it's like visiting an old friend. So like, even when adults go see it, everybody knows Mario at this point. You know, you get the references for the most part. You know, this lovable little plumber, he's running around. I like the stuff they do with the power-ups. I was kind of like not expecting them to be as prominent in this movie. You know, being based on a game, sometimes they take shit out and stuff like that. But they fully, you know, reference the power-ups, and they're basically the same as in the game. And I love that stuff. The scene's very good. Luigi and Mario very good together. I like Charlie Day and Chris Pratt together. I'm just going to keep calling him Chris Pratt. And as I said, I wish they were together in more of it, but that's, hey, there's a lot they could do for future movies. They could base it on anything. They could base it on shit. You could do a Super Mario Galaxy, you know, movie, which would be set in space and stuff like that. There's just so much. There's so much. You know, you could focus. There is some Mario Kart stuff in here, but you could do a full-blown, like, Mario Kart racing movie, which would be cool. So much stuff. I wonder if, like, we'll ever have it where, obviously, Sonic's like a different studio and stuff like that, but I wonder if they'll ever try to, you know, connect those dots. You know, Super Smash Brothers, maybe they fight, maybe something. Two iconic characters, who knows? It could be like a Superman versus Batman kind of thing. Bring those two titans together, who knows? But yeah, I'm glad this movie was enjoyable. And as I said, if my fucking nephew's enjoying it, and he's a fucking diehard Mario fan. This kid's fucking lives on his Nintendo Switch. If he's enjoying it, that gets the seal of approval. For kids. I think kids are going to fucking love this movie. That's just an indication. And yet again, 92 minutes, you know, doesn't expect much from you. The humor's like, you know, it's kind of like what you'd come to know from like an Illumination film, like Despicable Me. Same type of humor. It's a little weird being like a longtime fan and seeing Mario in certain situations, it kind of like sometimes it feels a little off. But you're like, all right, you got to kind of like accept it. And that this is like, as I said, a different iteration. But very enjoyable. You know, if you're questioning seeing this film because maybe some of the Rotten Tomatoes shit or whatever, I would just fucking ignore that. I would go in. I doubt like you're going to hear bad things from casual fans, because it's exactly what you're signing up for, right? You're looking for Mario to be on fucking adventure, and it works. More importantly, though, I think this is like a really strong foundation for what's to come. You know, sort of like to take it way back to when Iron Man came out and started the whole, you know, MCU. And some of those movies were better than others in the very beginning, and then it, you know, caught its footing and got into that sweet spot. This is just the beginning of what they're going to be doing, as I said. You know, there's at least two more fucking Mario movies coming. Definitely a trilogy of films. Mario Brothers. And then if they go their separate ways, if they go towards their Luigi's Mansions or spinoffs and Donkey Kong, and then you bring in fucking Pokemon in, which you've already done a couple of Pokemon things, there's a lot to do. And I'm excited. I'm curious, like, now that we have this iteration of Mario and Luigi and Bowser and stuff like that, does anything change in the games? You know, because, as I said, when you're playing even the most recent game, Super Mario Odyssey, you see those cutscenes, he doesn't talk much. It's kind of like he's there, he's making facial expressions, he's making sounds, and that's it. Do we see the next Mario game, whenever that full-on big Mario game gets released, do we see, like, full dialogue? Do we see it, you know, taking some inspiration from the movie and putting him on that kind of adventure, maybe putting that humor into it? I don't know. I don't think so. But I'm curious to see if they do dabble in some of that, because they've broken the seal and shaken it up a little bit. But we'll see. Yeah, that's pretty much it, though, on Mario. Highly recommend it. I think if you got kids, young ones are going to like it as well. Yeah. And I think that's the episode for today. Also, side note, I watched that Tetris movie. I'm not going to lie, I was dozing off a little bit. But it's on Apple TV. Taron Egerton is in it. Played Elton John. He's in the Kingsman movies. And I liked it. I liked it overall. I'm a Tetris fan. And it's cool. I've watched some... there was like a gaming historian documentary. He's a YouTube channel, and he talked about Tetris and the creation of it. It's basically all the shit that happened in that documentary that I watched a little while ago is in that movie. You know, they really amp up the drama, and it's a cool film. If you get time, check it out as far as video game films go. But yeah, I think that is it. If this is the first time you're listening to the podcast, thanks for listening. This is how it is. This is how I roll, right? I talk, I rant, I rave. You know, sometimes I get spoilers. Usually I give some warning and I jump into it, but I try to stay spoiler-free as much as possible. A movie like Mario, I mean, could I spoil a movie like Mario? I don't think so. But check out the other episodes. As I said, check out the Super Mario Bros. 93 episode. A few episodes before this, I also did Air earlier today. The Ben Affleck-directed film about the Jordans, the Air Jordans. Good film. I liked it. Get into more detail in that episode. Yeah. Like, subscribe, do all that fun stuff. Check me out on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram at Dom Solo Reels. Movie recommendations, whatever you want to message me, or just watch some stupid videos I do. But yeah, guys, two episodes in one day. I'm tired. Have a good night.